IRS collection tactics. They use that insider knowledge to go to work for you. The IRS will place levies or liens on more than 3 million taxpayers this year. Will you be one of them? Don't be afraid. Call for a free no-obligation consultation. Get peace of mind by putting an end to your federal or state tax problems. Call now. 800-297-0379. That's 800-297-0379. Get a free consultation and put our team of experts between you and the IRS. Call 800-297-0379. That's 800-297-0379. 800-297-0379.
Welcome back to the Mel Pearson Show, a special off-season edition of the Mel Pearson Show, and we actually are going to talk to a couple of the players, or at least one or two of them, that's a couple, in just a little bit here on the show. Mel is with us, and we do have a couple of questions, or at least one here, Mel, and since we've got a little bit of time here, let's go to that right now. The question is, Coach, is Mel surprised that none of the current commitments were drafted in the summer's draft?
Dirk, not really. I think a couple guys that we thought might go had some injuries this year, so they missed significant time on the ice. But no, I mean, it's a crapshoot. You know, some guys you don't think are going to get drafted, and some that, you don't think did. And it's interesting, though. I mean, when you go through the draft list and see some guys who didn't, the most surprising guy I would say was Shane Hanna. Yeah. I was really surprised that Shane Hanna didn't get drafted, because he led all freshmen obviously in scoring this year in the WCHA in league games, which is hard to do, and he's a +8. But size a little bit, and maybe his skating a little bit scared some people off, but he's a very good player. So to answer the question, not really. You just never know what teams' needs are and who's on the board.
We talked a little bit about this already, obviously, with you and Joe, but it says, what separated Joe Sean from the rest of the candidates?
Well, I think a number of things. Number one, he loves the UP. I mean, he's been in the UP. He loves it. His wife enjoys it. He's got three kids who enjoy it. So that's nice. It's nice to have someone who wants to come here and, will want to stay here. Number two is his goaltending expertise. You can't argue what he's done with goaltenders. And that's very important to us. And like I said, Dieter did a real nice job for us. But to have someone who can be here every day, it's hard on Dieter with his job and some of the times he had to, his flexibility being available to us. So obviously Joe is a full-time goalie guy. His experience, the networking and the recruiting is huge. Like Joe, like you said, he's been everywhere from the Maritimes to BC and Canada and everywhere in between except Quebec, I guess. So, but we don't get in there very much. So just the whole package, Dirk, I think. And the biggest thing is just the moral and integrity and his character, his class are second to none. So when you look at the everything involved, and we did pros and cons, and Billy and myself, and we gave values for different things, and we had a whole list of people up on the board, and we had some really, really good candidates. It was very hard for me to make a couple calls to people and tell them we were going in a different direction. So I guess that's good when you have difficult decisions like that. Yeah, like I said, from guys who are coaching now that have been first round NHL draft picks to guys who I've known and are in coaching that have won Stanley Cups to everything in between. It was a very good pool, and we got the right guy.
Very good. I think we have Cliff on the line. Cliff, is it you?
Yep, I'm here.
How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. Cliff Watson from the Michigan Tech hockey team going into his sophomore campaign. A big defenseman, a San Jose draft pick. You just got back, right, from
yep.
your camp?
Yep, I got back Sunday.
Well, we were talking about how you're pretty used to this now. I know you've done these camps before. I believe this is your third time. And tell us how it went and how you were feeling going in and feeling coming out.
It went real well. I mean, I felt strong going in. I hadn't been on the ice much beforehand, but I went on there and I felt good, felt strong. We've been getting put through some good workouts here, and it went really well. A lot of the coaches were happy with my progress I made over the past season, and other than that, they're real happy. So.
Do you notice a difference every time you go to these camps now on your level of skill elevating quite a bit? And did you make a bigger jump from last year to this year than you did for the first two?
Absolutely. My first year, I went in pretty nervous as a younger guy. And now going in, I'm able to see things better. From the last time I went to this time I went, it was probably a bigger jump. just because I think playing at the college level, playing with bigger guys, older guys, stronger guys. So I think that helped a lot. And then being probably one of the older guys at camp, it helped a lot too. And I was able to be strong not only off the ice during workouts, but also on the ice shooting and battle drills and that sort of thing.
Hey, Cliff, coach here. How are you?
Good, coach.
Good, good. Good to have you back in town. And just so everybody knows that Cliff is part of our leadership group this year. He's going to be one of our assistant captains at Tech. So congrats, Cliff. How was talk a little bit about Jake Jackson for our listeners who, you know, Jake's going to be coming in here a couple of years. And I know he's been at the camp the last 2 years with you.
Yeah, absolutely. Jake was drafted the year after me. So I've known him from the second time I went to camp and now this time, and we're good buddies. We talk a lot during camp, and he is a very skilled forward. He can skate really well and even scored a goal for our team during the game in one of the scrimmages, so that was pretty cool. He got a lot of FaceTime, a lot of interviews, so that was cool for him. But yeah, he's a good skater, shoot the puck very well, and he's a good little player.
No, good, good. I hope Mike Aldrich took care of you guys out there in San Jose.
Yeah, we got nothing but the best of care there, being from Tech, so he loves us a lot.
Yeah, that's great. Is Tanner with you, Cliff?
Yeah, Tanner's right here.
Well, why don't you put Tanner on? I know Tanner, we're going to go from Cliff, who's a three-time camp attendee, to Tanner went to his first. So, well, thanks, Cliff, and we'll see you this afternoon.
Yep, thank you. Here he is.
All right, that was Cliff Watson from the Michigan Tech hockey team, just getting back from the San Jose camp. And now Tanner Carroll is with us. Tanner, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. Well, let's hear how the camp went over at Minnesota.
It went really well. It was a tough long week, but learned a lot and had a lot of fun.
What are some of the things that widened your eyes, I guess, a little bit as far as the NHL game?
I mean, all those players are so skilled. I mean, you could just tell from the power skating to all the skill drills. You know, everyone at that level seems to have a lot of that skill with passing, catching passes, and just overall they're really skilled.
Coach was saying that when you guys go to these camps, you really kind of are able to take stock as far as where you need to be to get at that level. Is that what happened with you? You were able to kind of see where that light at the end of the tunnel is now?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we learned a lot and noticed a lot of things I could definitely improve on this summer, and I'm going to spend a lot of time working on them, like when we're here this summer, and hopefully transfer it into my game next year.
Yeah, Tanner. Hey, this is Coach here. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I know you guys are in the weight room right now, but what would you say was the biggest thing you took away from the camp, Tanner, that you have to maybe get better at or improve at?
Just, I mean, a lot of, like, the skill stuff, I think, like, you don't really realize how good they are at, like, catching passes, not just, like, the perfect passes, but, like, in your skates, like, hard backhand passes, and, like, so many of those players just, they, even if it's a bad pass, they seem to always catch it and then make the play right away, like, heads up, they just transfer that right away, they don't hesitate or anything.
You know, I think that's something that we take for granted when we watch the NHL on television, don't we, Coach?
Well, it really is. When I was at another school downstate, we used to go to Detroit's practices a lot when Bob Probert was there. And, you know, Bob Probert maybe wasn't the greatest skater or the smoothest guy, but I was so impressed with how he could handle the puck, whether it's around the boards or, like Tanner said, in his skates or somewhere. He was just like glue or like a magnet. It just stuck to him, and he found a way to get the puck and then make a play. So, but Tanner makes a very good point there, because you're not going to get a perfect pass every time, just the way the game is, and it's the players who can receive the puck. So a lot of times it's not only passing the puck, it's receiving it and then what you do with it. So and Tanner, where did you fit in the best? Was it your skating or just what do you think you know, if I was on Minnesota staff, why would they have noticed you at your camp?
Yeah, I think skating was probably my strongest asset. I think over the years, just the workouts here and stuff have definitely built up my speed and power on the ice, and I definitely felt like I could have been one of the faster ones out there.
You talk about some of the things that you need to work on, like the receiving of passes. What are some things that drills that you can work on off the ice with that to get better at something like that, or is that just something you work on during the while you're on the ice?
Yeah, well, a lot of it is, on the ice. You're going to work on most of that, just different passing drills or catching them off the boards and stuff. But just, yeah, even, I mean, the weight room, if you're working on that strength a lot, you know.